You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Two filthy nerds.
We're very organized with our intros. I'm Jessica Michelle Singleton.
I'm Nicole Amy Schreiber.
And we're filthy.
And we're nerds.
And that's, there's, you got eyes. You can see that there's two of us.
Uno.
Dos. If you sing. Deux.
Trois. Quatre.
Cinq.
Six. Sept. Huit. Okay, I'm going to stop.
This is a French podcast now.
It's ah bonjour, like, Harry Potter.
Tout de beau bouton. What was I going to say? Oh, motherfucker, we're off to a roaring start. Listen, oh, if you're seeing more than two of us, stop drinking.
See a doctor.
Morning. Oh, or that.
Call 911, because you've got an intruder. We have an intruder. Call 911.
We're dead. This makes no sense.
World's best boss, guys.
It's always fun commenting on what people can see, knowing that most people consume this through audio only.
Listen, if you're consuming this through audio only, bravo, but...
We're also on YouTube.
Peep our YouTube, because we put in a tremendous effort every single time to look our very...
Mediocre. So I changed my shirt for you guys.
Yeah, I changed my shirt for you guys.
Did I brush my hair? Not really.
Did I put my hair up? Absolutely.
She's got a little like top knot shit bun going on.
This is my preferred look when my hair is straight. I feel like it looks cute. I'm wearing a sports bra, so it's creating some version of cleavage.
And there's no hope for me. Anyway, enough about how beautiful we are. Let's just run our filthy mouths. So if you're new to the show, we open with a segment where we run our mouths about something and then
we dig into Harry Potter.
And then we'll dig into Harry Potter and or, you know, subsequent nerd culture as, you know, eventually the show goes on. But for now, we are balls deep, Dumbledore balls deep. In Harry Potter.
And those balls are fucking deep.
In just the sag of the earth, really.
Oh.
Anyway, how many times can we talk about Dumbledore's balls?
If we made merch of Dumbledore's balls.
You have said this more than once. Nobody wants Dumbledore's balls. Although it would be fun if they were stress balls. What about that?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Or
maybe we should make stress balls.
You squeeze them in like his reassuring quotes come out, you know?
Oh.
Like the one about... The light in the darkness or whatever the fucking... If only one remembers to turn on the light. I don't remember.
You could actually just put any inspirational quote because I feel like squeezing the balls.
Be the change you wish to see in the wizarding world.
Let go and let Dumbledore.
Because he's basically God at this point. Yeah, are wizards... Are there religious wizards? Anyway, here's what we're running our mouth about. As we all know, COVID-19, not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere. But you want to know what else is not going anywhere?
The fucking sensationalist news headlines. I'm so fucking sick.
They're making me crazy.
Yeah. Quarantine. We're going to go back into full lockdown. But it's just, they phrase things as though the world is ending. And then you read them and it's like, but that could happen. But also, it's not happening now.
What did you say earlier? She was like, the world's ending. Oh, no, it's fine. Here's a bread recipe.
Yeah, here's a recipe for my muffins. Click here to be taken to order camp gear. It's insane.
Clickbait is the news's best friend right now. And it's absolutely making everyone fucking nuts because people only read headlines. People read memes. They see if you put any boldface type on a picture of something and then put it anywhere, someone will believe it.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, is it the news's fault? We're all lazy idiots.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say no, but
it's not the news's fault.
I mean, they don't help.
I think it's BuzzFeed's fault.
I think it's just the internet in general, really, if we want to
everybody makes these bullet point lists now, and that's what we want. We don't want to read the article, and I'm guilty of it. When I see an article, I will scroll through it immediately to look at the headline, the headings for each
section. Well, you're doing more than me. I read a headline and I'm like, well, time to go to war over whatever I think this means. Just like, I guess Japan's on fire. Oh, it was a metaphor for how well they're doing in the tech industry. Well,
yeah.
I sent a lot of money to a Japanese man to put out the
fires. That was me. That was I was the Japanese man. I wrote that article.
I was the Japanese
that
man.
That link below was my link. Wouldn't that be great if that was their scam?
Donate here.
But you know what? If you fall for clickbait, and you were to have clicked on something to donate to a man in Japan, you deserve it.
I guess so. I just worry about like old people.
I do worry about that.
Fucking don't be on the internet if you're old. There, said it. I'm taking hot takes.
No driving, no internet, voting.
No. Go garden and read Black Beauty.
Uh-huh. There's an age limit to vote, and now there's an age max to vote. And old people, once you're over 75, you can't vote anymore.
You just enjoy your money.
You've been phased out. That's it. You had a few good years. You had a lot of good years.
You should have voted for your best interest in retirement.
Uh-huh.
And now you just are sent out to sea.
Goodbye.
Let's send them out
to sea. Bon voyage.
Why aren't there nursing homes that are, because I've heard this. Have you heard that there are
nursing homes on a boat?
The cruise ships are cheaper than nursing homes. And sometimes people will just live on cruise ships.
What?
Why isn't there a nursing home cruise ship?
That's brilliant.
Where it's just like a full-time staff and also bingo, you know?
I mean,
think that's a great idea.
I mean, based on how
I mean, not now.
Rampant COVID is in nursing homes. I feel like...
Well, then, good. They're already isolated on the sea.
Yeah, it's basically just a floating morgue.
Yeah, well, run out of room in the regular morgues because of quarantine.
That's
of COVID-19.
What's insane about all of this. Wait, we're getting off track.
What we want...
I found this article. I have a cuticle became infected on my hand. It's not horrible.
An ingrown nail?
I don't know what. It could be an ingrown nail. It's
a little
tender in there.
I need you to tell me it's an ingrown nail because you are about to say something about an article and you're breathing hot air in my face.
Well,
my immune compromised face.
By the way, I've already been way in your business. I picked your nose 2 days ago.
Yeah, if you've got it, I've got it.
Yeah.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird. And also gonna die.
If you're dead, I'm dead.
So I wake up to Nicole finding these articles. Let me ask you this.
And I also have a little bit of an ingrown infected toenail. I'm disgusting.
So if you thought her hair was hot, wait till you see these infected toenails.
I mean,
there's just one nail on the hand, one nail on the foot.
Two in the hand, one in the bush.
If you head over to our YouTube, you just got what should be Patreon-only content because she just showed her feet on camera. Which
get there.
And also, if you want to just send us money for pictures of our feet, we do that. Anyway, that's neither here
nor there. Our foot daddy retired, so.
God bless his beautiful soul.
Bank account.
Yes. He finally got the box of shoes I sent as a retirement gift.
Oh. Bon voyage. Anywho, I this morning am like, it's so weird that I have just these coincidental, like, nail infections. So I'm like, what could it be?
So what did you Google?
So I just search
when you have toe and finger. What did you Google?
I said toe and fingernail infection.
As a certified WebMD,
please see one of her most recent tweets. I can't even. I just searched and then I saw one of the first things that came up was COVID toe and fingernail infections. COVID toe infections. Whichever the one I sent you was.
You sent me two.
I saw one and then I saw the other.
But it's nice that like, if one person in our house is panicking, we all have to suffer.
Yeah. I'm not panicking alone. Are you fucking kidding?
God.
I'm not splitting this rent because I want to do this alone.
Do I get a discount?
Listen, if you get sick and it's because of me,
I'll kill myself.
Well, COVID will kill you first.
I know. Oh, it's been an ugly death. Imagine picking my nose while I have COVID. I mean, we're not stopping this podcast if I get COVID.
Oh, not at all.
We are hacking.
Yeah, guys,
into
we
YouTube.
Are. You are going to enjoy every wheezy second.
I will wheeze to death speaking about Quidditch and Wizard. Weasley wizard. I have the
wizards.
I've got the Weasley
wizards.
What are they called? I've got the wizard wheezes.
The wizard wheezes.
Ah, it's not COVID. I just got the wizard wheezes.
She's an old wheezer.
Oh, you have dementia is what that is.
But so this article heading is like, if you have ingrown finger or if you have infected toenails, anything, COVID infected toe and fingernails. And I was like, what? And then I just sent the link to her immediately. I didn't even read the article, to be honest. I just sent the link immediately.
Okay.
To two different articles.
Really quick. Let me interrupt. For those listening, if you do this to your friends, don't stop. Read the article. Stop. Here's the thing.
Why would I spiral without you?
Why would you send me an article that just says COVID and now I go, oh, is she just telling me she has COVID with no explanation? Here's the thing, and I'm not-
I wrote,
Yeah, oh, that's helpful. Was that, whoopsie daisy, we're all dead. Well, I made a boo-boo. Listen, there's so many people sharing these articles, and I'm not just talking about this specifically, but like to go back to the fucking- the clickbait,
yeah.
People see one thing and then they share it in their Instagram story. They retweet just the headline or some people clip it out. And
I don't
like,
do that often. I was panicking.
Well, it's like, panicking is terrible.
I know.
We are in this culture where everyone is spreading panic. And it's like, it's like when someone shares an article of something that's heinous and terrible and scary and completely out of anyone's control. Why do we all do that? Why are we posting
problems?
God, this is terrible.
Where there's no solution in sight.
Where that it's like, oh, good, just another thing. I mean, and it's like, yeah, it's good to know. And maybe I have a fucked up perception of this, but it's like, if it's something that there's nothing that can be done, let me back up. If there's something that there is something that can be done,
okay,
actionable things to do, whether it's, you know, in the social justice world, medical world, if there's a vitamin you could start taking hypothetically that would decrease your risk or phone numbers to call, emails to send. Yeah. Share that.
Okay.
But just going, everything's on fire.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But people aren't going to do that. That's just not going to happen.
Because people, oh God, it's because misery loves company.
What it was this morning. And let's go back to us. That's what it was this morning. I was spiraling and freaking out. So I was like, I need her. You know what? It's not that I needed you to freak out. By the way, this microphone is so gross. It's not that I wanted you to freak out. It's that I wanted to see if you did freak out. And I had reason to freak out.
What?
Like if it would scare you when I sent that to you.
If it would scare me.
Then I should be scared.
If it would
Because you're smarter than me.
No.
You're smarter than me.
You stop it.
No.
No.
Yes.
Stop it.
No.
You stop it.
Yes.
You?
No.
Squeeze me
yes.
pre-med into conversations regularly. I was like, oh, my pre-med roommate is freaking out about an article about COVID, about a symptom she has.
I know, but I know I was pre-med, but I
majored in communications.
Is it scary that I think you're more level-headed than me?
Oh, we are so fucked.
I honestly do. I sent that to you because I'm like, well, if she freaks out, then I have something to worry about. And then when you called me, well, my asshole clenched shut.
Let me run you through what happened. I'm pulling up my text messages for those not watching. Because here was my reaction, and I will verbalize it on here as well. I open the text, and I see one article that says, are COVID toes and rashes common symptoms of the coronavirus? From the Cleveland Clinic.
Reputable source.
And I write one minute later, she has also sent, toes and fingers can show COVID-19 symptoms. So here's what I did. I went, oh, for fuck's sake. And then I clicked on the article.
Did you tell Andy?
Yeah. After I was like, is this? And he, of course, Andy was like, you're overreacting.
Maybe I should send it to Andy first then.
here's the thing about Andy. Andy is an underreactor. Andy is a classic man who would be like, I'm fine with a bullet wound.
The building's on fire and he's like, we got time.
Andy had mono and he was like, I'm okay. And I'm like, you're literally withering away. You need to see a doctor. Like, he was shaking. And I'm like, see a fucking doctor! Like,
when did he have mono again?
Oh, was this right after he got off tour when we were dating and not together? So anyway, who knows where that came from?
You can get mono from dishes. That's how I got it.
Yeah, it's also like it can live in your system and then spike up way later. So I didn't think anything of it. And to touch on what we're saying about maybe, I don't know if this is fucked up. Tell me. He was like, I got mono. He called me. He's like, I'm very sorry. I'm really embarrassed. I probably gave it to you. You maybe should see a doctor.
Did you have mono when you were younger?
I've never been diagnosed with mono.
Oh. Oh, if you get mono. Whoo! Yeah, mama, no. You're going to be.
I was like, spit in my mouth. I want to get thin. No, but ask me. Tell me if you think this is irresponsible. God, we're fucking two maniacs being like, you can educate me. He was like, I got mono. I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed. He was like, it was before we actually were officially together. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I probably gave it to you. Oh my God. And I was like, it's fine. Because I know how it works. Mm-hmm. You could get it from a fucking water fountain. You could get it from a dish. It could have been living in your system. For all we know, maybe I've had it and I've just never gotten the fucking good skinny weight loss shit.
The skinny mono?
And maybe it was living in me. But he was like, you should get tested for it. And I was like, why? You can't get rid of it. I'm not kissing anyone else. Was that irresponsible of me?
No, I don't think so.
Like, I was like, okay, I'm going to not share drinks with people.
Well, mono's not the sort of thing where you get mono and you're asymptomatic. I think mono is just, you're sick.
Yeah.
Like, I've never heard of anyone having mono and it doesn't.
Well, doesn't it stay in your system though?
No.
It's a virus.
Once you have mono, it can turn into, actually, no. I was thinking of chicken pox and
shingles.
Mono once it's out
like
of
your system,
you can't
get
it again.
Out.
You get mono once and that's it. And I got mono when I was like 29.
So like
best
last
I've
year.
Ever looked.
Okay. Cause I was like, why am I going to pay for a doctor appointment to go? Okay. I was like, yeah, no, I probably have it. Let's not kiss.
But
for
you
a while.
Would you probably didn't get it.
I did. Well, it's like, I never got sick, whatever. But was that to me, I was like, why am I going to go pay for something, then panic about a virus I might have?
Yeah.
That
this isn't an STD. It's not like you're like.
Well, and it would be different if I was, you know, casually dating other people at the time.
Yeah.
Then I would maybe go, you know, let me make sure so I'm not spreading this. If I was someone who had multiple partners, so I take the space in case. But I wasn't seeing anyone else.
Yeah.
So I.
You're fine. I don't think that's irresponsible at all.
Anyways, to go back to being irresponsible, Nicole's text messages. So what I literally did was like, and then I was like, Nicole sent me these things. And Andy's like, it's fine. And then when Andy said it's fine, I was like, well, what if it's not fine?
Like, you're underreacting.
So I was like, well, Andy thinks everything's fine. And then I started reading and like looking at the things. And then I was like, oh, fuck. But you have actual ingrown nails, don't you? By the way, she just was not responding to these texts. She's just laying in bed.
No. I wasn't laying in bed.
Instagram video.
I was typing
her?
Up notes for today's episode.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Just clicking away. She was not. She was probably had a.
I
she probably had her headlamp on. Looking
working
at her
while
toes.
You were laying in bed.
Yeah. Because it's the morning.
Go on.
So I go, oh, fuck. But you have actual ingrown nails, don't you? Or should we isolate from each other? This is over the span of 9:38. Oh, fuck. Also, but you have actual ingrown nails, don't you? No response for 2 whole minutes. Disrespectful. Oh, or should we isolate from each other? 4 minutes go by. Not a peep. Maybe you should go get tested to be sure. Did they test on set? You were on set. Did they test you?
No.
Ooh.
You gonna get it.
Not diligent. Not diligent, set. Y'all need to be testing. And then I called you. Because I was like, well, is she dead? Has she just gone, I have COVID in my toe. That it's too late for me. I'll end my life. Like, I was like, well.
I read more of the articles.
Well,
and basically
it
was like,
pictures.
Basically it was like, the chance of it being COVID, not so much.
I didn't get that far. I clicked on one video, which was a video of a phone of a doctor going, What we're learning now is
there's another thing about articles. I look, if I see an article, I immediately look for bullets. I look for headings and I look for videos because I'm lazy and I'd rather listen.
Yeah. That I think a lot of people are like that.
I know. And it's,
you know, what's weird
sad.
Is when I click on news, you know, how like sometimes they'll have the transcribed news.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's the whole, it's a news report, but they, mm-hmm. It's an article, but it's just what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to read the article.
Me too.
Which
that's so weird.
Means I really prefer to do nothing because I read the article. How rarely I read articles is, but yeah, no, I don't like, I'm like, shh, 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 your voice. I want to just consume it with my,
yeah. Let me,
with my,
well,
reading.
I also feel like, when you read a transcript of someone giving a speech, I feel like people, ham it up.
You're like, take out the emotion.
Take out the emotion. Like, I just want to, let me just read what you said.
That's so, it's so interesting because I'm just now realizing that in every other scenario, I'm a pretty big auditory learner.
Yeah.
I'm auditory in whatever word they've made up with for speaking.
Do you
Did you know that that was a thing?
No.
Have you learned about the three types of learning?
No.
Oh, this is a whole different podcast.
Okay.
Anyway, let's circle back to the articles and then we'll wrap up and get to the fucking Potter. Oh my God, it gets, this is a good episode, you guys.
Oh, it's so good.
Shit's gonna, we hit the first task. The cover of the book is in this fucking episode. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Wait, really quick.
The cover of the illustrated book. I don't know what the regular one looks like.
Oh fuck. What was I just going to say?
Articles,
headings,
hearing, listening, reading, words, associations, Scrabble, AIDS. Why did
pigs?
Yes.
Obviously.
My mother.
Bacon.
Breakfast.
Dogs.
Bacon.
So, fuck, I don't know.
The gist of this is, and I think that we can take this away from most of our episodes, don't do whatever Nicole does.
1,000%. I couldn't agree more. I am not a role model. I'm actually the opposite of a role model. I am a model for a non-role. I'm an understudy.
I'm an understudy model.
I'm an extra model.
I am an audition model who didn't get a call back.
I am first audition model.
Yes. I am still looking for an agent. Is anyone?
I'm still in school.
I quit.
I'm a child actor role.
Oh God. And if anyone is looking for a role model, I don't know where to point you because I can't help you either. And frankly, it feels like if you put anyone on a pedestal, they're probably going to let you down.
We could, however, be a role model of what not to do. Like if someone's looking for a not to do role model.
I smell a YouTube video series. I'm just kidding.
Don't do as we do.
Yeah. Do as I say. Don't even do as I say, actually.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
All right, we'll be right back.
Bye. Chapter 17.
You guys, all right, when we left off, Harry's name had just been pulled out of the cup. So in the last episode, we ended on the Goblet of Fire.
Big fucking news.
Yeah, because three champions got pulled out and then, boom, here comes another name and it's fucking Harry Potter. What the fuck is happening?
What's happening? So, I thought it was supposed to be three. That was my understanding. You obviously know what's happening. You play dumb.
It's also the play dumb fun. Yes, it's all an act.
It's a big ruse.
Actually a genius.
It's a ruse. All right.
So, okay. He's just had his name pulled. Obviously, people are in shock because that's...
Harry's in shock. Everyone's in shock.
That's not supposed to happen.
Even the people in charge are in shock because this has never happened. This thing has been around for hundreds of years.
And they have all these restrictions and things to prevent people from sneaking their name in.
So not only is it supposed to be three people, but it has to be three people who are over 17.
And then here comes fucking fourth guy, Harry Potter, who's 14.
14.
Like, what the fuck?
What's going on?
But it's
I don't know, Dumbledore just kind of is like, all right, well, Harry, go in the room where the champions go.
Oh, by the
go.
Way, it's chapter 17. It's called The Four Champions. We didn't announce the chapter at the beginning.
We did.
We did?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is now probably the third episode where one of us has gone, we didn't say that. I've done it too.
Okay, cool.
We're doing fine over here.
Okay, so Dumbledore's like, all right, Harry, get in the back. And all the champions are back there. All the people who were pulled.
Victor, Cedric, and Fleur Delacour. Which, oh, by the way, one of our fans who is French speaking, she lives in Paris, Calvin, she texted me because I had said in the last episode, or she messaged me on Instagram, I had said Delacour means
flower of the heart.
Fleur Delacour, flower of the heart, because I was just listening to it, didn't even think to look at the spelling, which once she pointed it out, I was like, oh, that is not how that's spelled. So Delacour actually translates to either flower of the royal court or flower of the courtyard. So courtyard in. Anyway. So
both sound really fucking
very
regal.
Fancy. Very to do.
So he goes back there. It's Fleur Delacour, Cedric, Diggory, and Victor Crumb. They're all in the back and all the judges come in and everybody is like, first of all, I thought it was so funny when Harry went in and Fleur Delacour was like, oh, do they want us to come out?
Yeah, she thought he was delivering a message. She's like, did they send you to retrieve us?
And he's like,
I don't know what to tell you.
Ludo Bagman, one of the judges, comes busting in and he's amped.
Amped. I mean, is Ludo Bagman ever not amped? Honestly, his personality makes me think that he is a high likely of suicide.
Yeah.
He's just the guy that's like, I'm so much fun. This is great.
Yes.
And he is hurting.
He is. I think he needs AA. He has the personality of a very drunk man.
I mean, I think he just is a very drunk man.
Yeah.
Most of the time. He's just he's like a Quidditch hooligan.
He's a, like a bro.
Yeah.
I think everybody fans over Harry Potter just in general, but I think he also fans over Harry Potter because he probably knows how good Harry Potter is at Quidditch.
I think he just knows that he's decent enough.
Yeah.
I mean, he's about to find out, which we're going to find out later.
Someone's
going to
be dropping a dick later. So
Karkaroff's pissed. Madame Maxime's
pissed, obviously, because
they think everyone's cheating because Hogwarts
now
has
Hogwarts has two
champions
people.
And it's like, that's not fucking cool.
They get pissed and they're like, Dumbledore, you fucked up the age line. And Dumbledore's like, I don't fuck up shit.
That's actually, it's so funny because Dumbledore's so humble. He's like, well, there is a possibility that maybe I made a mistake. And McGonagall's like, Dumbledore, you know, fucking good. Like, you did not make a mistake.
No.
You don't make mistakes. You're fucking Dumbledore.
Yeah, you're Dumbledore.
Quit with this humility bullshit. What is going on?
Yeah. So, Crouch comes in looking ill, and my prediction is he's the bad guy. He's got the evil in him. Yeah, he's got Voldemort. That's why he looks ill.
I just took it as the ministry's working so hard that he's like working himself to death.
He is working with the ministry, but he's also working with the dark side.
I just thought they were trying to convey how wiped he is because the ministry's nonstop as we left.
You're so good at lying.
Am I?
Are you? So, and Crouch comes in and he's like, we have to follow the rules because I guess wizard rules are unbreakable.
Yeah. Here's the thing is that, and they said it at the beginning, having your name pulled is a binding contract. So Crouch's like,
sorry,
it's a binding contract.
Yeah.
You got pulled.
Look, however it got pulled, it got pulled. And Madame Maxime and Crouch still pissed.
Did you just call Karkaroff Crouch? You fucking racist. Madame Maxime and that fucking Crouch. Are we allowed to say that?
I mean, say it.
I'm a Crouch.
I'm a Crouch. I can say it.
And that sour Crouch. Because he does have a bit of a sour personality, for being honest. They are mad. They're like... pissed.
But then Moody pops in.
Well, they're fucking... First, I mean, Karkaroff is like, oh, well, then we should be allowed to wait and see if we should be able to pull...
We should
people.
Be able to put more people in and do it again. And they're like, sorry, dude, the flame's out.
Yeah, it goes out.
It's not coming back on till it's next year.
Yeah, and Moody stomps in, of course, because he's got
And Moody's like,
life.
Oh, well, you want to know what's going on? Moody, the paranoid schizophrenic, is like...
The Auror who...
Someone's probably trying to murder Harry. And as we all know, Someone's trying to murder Harry.
So he's going, isn't this odd? Somebody must be plotting to get him. Maybe someone wants to see him die in one of these activities. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this is the work of a very powerful dark wizard. And of course, because he has a reputation for being a bit of a...
But he lays it out in a way that's not a paranoid way. And he lays it out in a way that backs up the fact that he's a professional death eater. Death hunter.
So he's like, look, it is impossible for someone.
Cause they're like, it must've been a student. It must've been somebody else. Like, there's no, like, the cup, like, doesn't, the cup doesn't malfunction like this.
Yeah.
Whoever, like, this did this had to have been
very powerful, doing some fucking dark magic. Yeah. And they were like, they must have put him in under another school.
Yeah.
All by himself. So they knew he'd get picked because it's not going to pick two champions.
Yeah. It's not going to pick two champions from the same school.
Which sounds reasonable. That's
all of that made, when he said that, it made perfect sense. Cause before that moment, I was like, what is he even talking about? Maybe he is a lunatic, but when he laid it out so perfectly like that,
it made sense. And then Karkaroff.
And Karkaroff, who we later find, Kraut. We later find out Kraut, they have a history. We find out the history
so
later.
Karkaroff is basically dismisses it as like, oh, is this like the time you thought someone was spying on you through your garbage cans or whatever the fuck? Because recently there was an incident with, there have been multiple incidents with Moody, like, scaring his neighbors because he thinks he's being hunted. But then it's like, well, what if he's fucking being hunted? It's like that whole thing of like,
if he put away half of Azkaban, I feel like he's probably a wanted man.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I would be jumpy too if I had put away Death Eaters and knew there were other Death Eaters out there.
Yeah.
That's fucking...
You put away Death Eaters who are now in prison and their friends are not in prison. And there's been an uprising of shit going on. So now his paranoia is just completely validated. So it's not paranoid anymore.
Absolutely. And it's like, first of all, there's people on the outside who are pissed that this guy is putting other people who work with him away. Secondly, this guy's very good at putting Death Eaters away. So he's got to be a high target. Like,
I mean, like
list.
If you think about it, like gangs, like if you and I were in a gang and I ratted you out to the police and you knew I ratted you out to the police.
Yeah. This is like,
as soon as you got 69 out.
69 guy. What is his name?
69
guy. The tattoos all over his face. I don't even know his fucking
the
name.
The hot guy.
Hot guy.
Wait, we're talking about a different person.
Rainbow.
No. Different person then. There's some convict who had tattoos on
honestly,
his face and he was
so
hot.
The hot convict.
The hot convict. Yeah.
Obviously, we are spend way too much time in nerd culture that I can't name this very popular in pop culture rapper, hip hop artist who just fucking named everybody. But yeah, no, if you're
you don't name names,
yeah,
because someone's gonna come beat your ass, and it's not like Moody named names. He just put you fucking away.
He just put you away.
And you know who put you away. And it's like everybody knows that that's what Moody does. So it's like there's a price on his head.
Yeah, and of course Karkaroff, he goes. I mean, he's just, he tries to dismiss it as like, oh, you're being.
And then Mr. Ridiculous. Crouch is like, all right, onward, because this is happening. The first task in the Triwizard tournament is going to be something to test your courage.
Yeah. So they're not allowed to know what it is. That's part of it. And courage in the face of the unknown is a very high, it's a mark of a very talented wizard, high wizard.
Mm-hmm. And it's also very Gryffindorish.
Oh, yeah. That's a
speaking
good
of
point.
Gryffindor, Harry goes back to the Gryffindor dormitory. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, he's going to fucking powwow with
Ron, Hermione.
Ron and Hermione. Happening. They're going to talk.
He's like doomsday. He's like, what the fuck is happening? As anyone would be.
And also, like, no one's believing him.
Yeah.
He's like, I didn't put my name in. Why would I put my name in?
Yeah. And he's going back thinking, I'll just have a conversation. I'll chat with my friends. Opens the door to the common room.
They're going balls deep.
They're fucking losing
raging.
Their mind, celebrating. Because it's like, first of all, they have someone in their house is in the Triwizard Tournament. Mm-hmm. But not only that, holy fuck, you duped the Goblet of Fire. You got past
everybody's
Dumbledore's
like,
magic. This is fuck.
Like
they're
you
all
really
like,
are the best wizard.
They're all celebrating, which seems crazy to me. Well, almost everybody.
Anyway, so he wants to find Ron and Hermione. And Ron, neither of them are in there. So
Harry
obviously
finally,
he can't go find Hermione. So he goes and finds Ron because
well,
they share a bedroom.
Escapes. It takes like half an hour for him to get past the people keep like handing him butter beers and they're like, let's keep partying. And he's like, I need
he's
to
like
go.
Body surfing through the Gryffindor common
just
room.
Just trying to get to his dormitory. He gets up there. Ron's up there.
And Ron is a bitter old bitch.
Ron is like, oh, hello.
And Ron, the little cunt, is all like, why didn't you tell me you found a way to trick the age line? Why did you do this without me? And Ron's like all like bitter and angry because he's like feeling like Harry intentionally left him out. And I'm like, Ron, what has your history been with Harry? You are partners in crime through everything. Do you think all of a sudden Harry's going to be like, I'm going to roll with this one on my own?
Although in his defense, it's like, maybe that has been the case. So that's why this hurts so much more, that it's like, whoa, this, I wouldn't expect this. I would have thought that I would be included in this, because what other logic would you come to?
Yeah.
You'd be like, clearly you had to do some serious magic to get in that fucking cup. That's what everyone's thinking. And you must be like, why would you keep that secret from me? I mean, I get not telling other people.
I mean, I feel like...
Also, you win 1,000 galleons and I'm fucking poor. Why wouldn't you teach me how to put my name in that fucking cup?
Furthermore, if they were to do any kind of like advanced spell, Hermione would probably have to have been in on it. So why isn't he pissed at Hermione too? Because she's the one they've always gone to when they're like, we need, what was the spell?
Polyjuice potion?
Yeah, the polyjuice potion.
Absolutely.
They needed fucking Hermione for that. Hermione is actually the most knowledgeable magician. God, I do it
you,
all.
Why do you call their
the
wizards?
Time.
This is so
wizards,
disrespectful.
Wizards, it's so disrespectful. I'm so sorry.
This is a real group of people. I have some respect.
Anywho, end of the chapter. Ron's fucking pissed.
Ron's just like, cool.
Harry's
yeah.
like so hurt because his best friend's like, you're
I don't believe you.
Yeah, your best friend's fucking just icing you out.
He's, his best friend thinks he's a liar. And he's like, cool, now I have no one.
Now
to
I have
talk
no one.
To
well, Ron
this.
Doesn't believe me. And then I'm sure he's like, oh, geez, I hope. Fucking Hermione.
Hermione
does.
Believes me. And it's like, I don't, it's.
Anyways, let's find out what Hermione thinks.
All right. We'll be right back. Chapter
right.
18. It's the weighing of the wands.
The weighing of the wands. I'm thinking, why are they going to weigh the wands?
Yeah. And I was like, why do they weigh in?
Like, is this like a that. UFC fight where they just like pit two wands against each other and they're like face to face and they're like,
yeah, they talk shit. Go. Oh, if they just start sparking.
They're like, oh, fuck your mom.
Oh, yeah, you're fucking stupid.
Oh, you look bloated.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
going to knock your teeth out.
I'm going to make your cauliflower ear explode.
I had the same thought because even though this is my favorite book in the series, it's been so long. I read it when it came out. Boy, was this a heavy toilet book, because I spent a lot of time on the toilet. But it went with me everywhere, including the toilet. But, like, I didn't remember. I was, like, weighing up the wands. Which we'll get to. Anyway, Harry wakes up the next morning, finds Hermione, and thank fucking everything, she believes him. She's like, yeah. I know you didn't do it. And then she's like, but Ron is jealous. He's obviously jealous of you.
Yeah. You've had everything. You've had all the success, all the attention. He's up against his brothers. It's like Ron can't get the spotlight for a second.
He can't get a fucking break. And a little bit, I get it.
And then Hermione is like the peacemaker. So she's like, you guys need to make up. And Harry's like, no freaking way.
Not a fucking chance. And Hermione's like, well, you definitely need to write to Sirius because
this is big. This serious. Is crazy. Someone is trying to kill you. You need to write to Sirius because
this is serious. Serious.
Anywho, so he's like, hey, Sirius, things are seriously weird here. I got picked as the fourth champion.
Very fucking bizarre.
Anywho, Harry's super anxious, sends the letter off. And shit is just hitting the fan at Hogwarts. All the Hufflepuff, usually he's like super cool with all the Hufflepuffers.
Yeah, the whole school fucking hates him.
Hates him.
This is like reminiscent of Chamber of Secrets when everyone thought it was him who was cursing people.
Like, when is everyone gonna learn? Harry's not the problem. He's the fucking solution.
It's crazy.
When is it gonna get through their thick wizardy heads? Here go the dogs.
It's never gonna stop.
Okay, so not only that, the Slytherins made buttons.
Ah, that say Cedric is the real champion.
Cedric is the real champion. And then if you like press it and hold it, it says Potter stinks. So lame. Anywho, the Ravenclaws are even mad at him.
Just everyone. No one believes him.
Then they have care of magical creatures with Hagrid. Hagrid's like, here, help me with the
The newts.
The scroots. The scroots.
I called them newts. Whatever.
Scroots. Scrooty newts.
Moki, you have to stop.
Anywho, so he's like, help me with these scrooty newts. And then Hagrid's like, and Harry's like, Hagrid, I swear it into. And Hagrid's like, no, dude, I fully believe you.
Tune into our YouTube, by the way, to see me making weird eye contact with my dog, thinking that will work to get her to stop barking.
Nothing. And then just my dog barking in the background. I don't even know if you guys can hear that far.
They probably can. Who knows?
Okay, so Harry gets into a fight with Malfoy during Care of Magical Creatures class. They both fucking whip out their dicks, a.k.a.
Their wands.
And they cast spells at the exact same time.
And the spells hit each other and ricochet. And one goes to
Goyle.
And the other one, Malfoy's spell, hits Hermione.
Hermione's spell is a tooth enlarging thing. By the way, I love that these spells are just to make you look fucking weird. They're doing these spells.
Well, it's just like petty. Like, it is such a middle
I'm gonna
school.
Make your teeth big. I'm gonna give you boils.
Boils. So Goyle boils. Is it Goyle or Crab?
Goyle.
Either way, Goyle's face now covered in boils, and he gets immediately sent to the fucking infirmary.
By the way, Snape comes in, and Snape's like, oh, Hermione.
Oh, because this was in potions, by the way.
Oh, it was in potions. It wasn't in Care.
We didn't skip ahead, but we meant to.
So Hermione has big teeth to begin with, I guess.
But yeah, we all know Hermione is described very unpleasantly by J.K. Rowling as someone with pretty big teeth. If you watch on YouTube, I would say probably parallel with how mine are, pretty big.
You don't have the biggest teeth.
I think I have huge teeth.
They're great.
But anyways, her front teeth are growing, like, past her chin.
So she's got, like, beaver teeth.
Beaver teeth.
And Snape comes in, and he's like, I don't really see
a difference.
Fuck you, Snape. So then he gives Harry detention, and then how did Ron get detention? Ron was
because they go, I don't see a difference, and Ron and Harry started swearing at him because they're like,
yeah. And so
are you out of your mind? She, like, what a dick move, honestly.
Anyway, so they both get detention. Goyle goes to the infirmary.
By the way,
Hermione
Malfoy,
goes to the infirmary.
Nothing. Not a detention. Well, it's like, doesn't he a little bit go, this kid in my house is a piece of shit? Like, do you think he likes Malfoy?
I don't think he likes Malfoy.
Or do you think he just doesn't want, he just hates Harry and
he hates Harry so much that he'll suffer Malfoy. Yeah. So Colin Creevy pops up and he's like, yo, Harry, Ludo Bagman wants you to come do an interview
for
the Daily Prophet.
And Snape's trying to be like, well, he can do that after class. It's also, as we know, Harry doesn't like this fucking, the photograph, the whatever, because people make fun of him.
He's not in this for the fucking fame.
He's not trying to be
celebrity.
Yeah.
No.
And so that's just the worst possible thing. I think they want to do photos for the Daily Prophet. And Snape tries to say no, but then, what's his name? Creevy's like, you know, like they said that like they have to come.
Yeah. So he leaves, goes, sees Ludo Bagman. He's sitting with Rita Skeeter.
Yeah. We finally meet Rita Skeeter, who's there, and they're supposed to be just taking photos. And she's like, oh, I'd love to like chat with Harry. Can I pull you aside for a couple questions?
She pulls him aside
into a broom cupboard.
That's so weird. Harry's like, this is the same size as the room I grew up in.
And to me, it's like, as this interview goes on, it's like, because she knew that an adult who like works at Hogwarts and is familiar with her work would probably be like, absolutely not. We are not going to let you run a scathing lie about
but
this kid.
Why would Ludo Bagman, who's a huge Harry Potter enthusiast, be okay with it?
Because he's like, that's great press.
He's like J-Lo. Any press is good press.
Absolutely. Is that a J-Lo thing?
No, I mean, J-Lo built her career on bad albums.
Oh, I mean, that's fair. I thought she built her career on her big fat ass. Oh, it's a great ass. I didn't mean that. I meant that in like.
She meant on that pH.
The highest praise.
Yes. She has no ass. Trust me. She loves her
Jiggly.
Ass.
Is that the movie she's in? Is it called Jiggly?
Yeah, she's in Jiggly.
Jiggly?
Jiggly. That big old caboose.
Bow, bow, bow. Anyway,
it's a great
I thought
caboose.
She built her career dating powerful men. Either way, J-Lo is better than all of us, and how
we bow
keep
down
her
to
skin
her.
So youthful.
Anywho, so she starts asking these colors about like his family, blah blah whatever, and she's got this like magical quill that's like writing things down.
Oh yeah, she pulls up
and
this
it's
quill.
Like over dramatizing everything he says. It's like Harry super distraught about his parents can't stop crying every
and
day.
All he said is like and she literally, it's called a quick quotes quill, and it's clearly
just having the time of its life. And Harry's like, I didn't fucking say that.
And she's like, no, don't worry about the quill. And then the door opens and Dumbledore's like,
All right, bye-bye.
And he has a little chat with her, and she's like, ah, you know. And he's like, I loved when you called me an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was funny. When he's like, oh, your write-up on me was great when you called me terrible things.
Yeah.
He and Dumbledore's like, all right, well, we need Harry. The weighing ceremony's about to begin. And then Mr. Ollivander's there, and Mr. Ollivander's the guy who gave Harry his wand.
Ollivander's wands.
So he's going through all the wands, and he's like dissecting them, and he's like, oh, good length.
Oh, and we find out with Fleur's wand, he holds it, and he's like, oh, a Vila hair.
Yeah.
And she's like, yes, it was my grandmother's.
So she's so part Vila.
Part Vila, which we had suspected when Ron was drooling and gaping over
her. Yeah.
Gaping.
Oof. Gaping. Ooh.
And you can tune into Nicole's other podcast to find out what gaping is. Love her pod.
Love her pod to see gaping. Hear about it. Maybe see it.
See it if you're a patron. Yeah. Anyway.
Anywho, so then they're like, after the weighing of the wands, blah, blah, blah. Oh, first of all, I love Ollivander's like, oh, Harry.
He remembers Harry's wand.
Yeah, totally.
If you guys remember from, was it?
Book one.
Yeah, Philosopher's Stone or Sorcerer's Stone, depending on what you've read. His wand has a phoenix feather.
Which is the same thing that Voldemort has.
Yeah, from the same phoenix. And they're the only two feathers to come from that phoenix. Mm-hmm. And
They're like fraternal twin wands.
And Harry's always just kind of brushed it off as like, yeah, well, this is a great wand. I feel connected to it. What I thought was funny, and it's a very small detail, but when he's looking at Cedric's wand, and he also had given Cedric his wand because it's the UK. Mm-hmm. I think everyone in the UK seems to get their wand from Ollivander. Mm-hmm. He's the guy. But he's like, oh, it's, you know, you take very good care of your wand. I can tell. And he's like, yeah, I just polished it yesterday. And Harry has this moment of like, oh, dude. And this I related to. Hearing someone learn about care of an item and go, oh, is that a thing that we do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's me.
I didn't know we were supposed to be doing that.
I'm supposed to change my oil?
You're supposed to wash your sheets every week.
Every week? What's it?
Okay. So,
Before we move on, what are sheets?
What is wash?
Warsh? As my father used to say, warsh.
Warsh.
And then he washed out of our lives.
I was just going to say, just right down the drain. So he says there, all the wands are good. Then they're like trying to do this whole photo op thing. Rita's like, let's take Harry front and center.
Yeah. And then she's also like, let's take some individual shots.
Yep. Harry heads back to the dorm. An owl's there for him. Ron tells him.
He's like, you got an owl.
All he tells him, because Ron's a fucking bitch.
Ron is fucking, they're really holding a grudge. This is a fucking 14-year-old. I'm really pissed at you.
So annoying. He's going to fucking eat it later. Anywho.
But the letter from Sirius
is like, hey, let's chat. I'm going to pop up in your fire November 22nd.
And we know that from a previous story, not previous story, but when Harry was back at the Weasleys, he had seen someone pop up in the Weasley's fire to talk to Mr. Weasley. So we know that that's a thing.
He knows. He's familiar with this wizard technology.
They have fire time instead of FaceTime, basically. Face fire?
Face fire?
I'll hit you up on face fire.
I'm going to face fire.
I think it's actually a
really perfect name for it. So Sirius face fires in.
It'll be the night before or a day or two before the big event, which is the big event, by the way.
No, it's the day of the event because he's doing it at 2 a.m. or 1 a.m., 2 a.m. on the 22nd and later that day.
I thought it was November 24th is the event.
I thought it was the 22nd. Oh, whatever.
Either way, right before the event.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where our chapter ends.
Yeah.
All right. Chapter 19.
The Hungarian horntail. I have no idea what that means. I mean, it sounds like a sex position. But I didn't. Yeah, it does sound
I gave
like
the old Hungarian horntail. And it's just.
That's just where you have like the sharpest boner ever and you poke her in the eye.
Oh, it's when you have. Oh, I thought it was just when you have a really long penis and it hits the back of your cervix.
The Filthy Nerds Network would like to apologize for the following content.
I had a sorority sister once who said that she was getting done from behind.
Done from like behind?
She was getting hammered. Sex, getting doggy style, just pounded.
Pound town.
And the guy's going real hard. And then his dick hits her cervix as he's pounding her. Mm-hmm. And she threw up. Just,
oh.
Anyway, she lived. She's fine. She's successful. She's rich. So.
Oh, well, fuck her. I was going to say that sounds terrible.
So embarrassing, though, as in college. But also. Like, oh, my God, this fraternity boy or
getting
whatever.
Getting fucked so hard you throw up.
Yeah, I mean, what a dream.
Give
honestly.
Me that dick.
Give it to me.
Okay, so Harry's like, all right, I got 2 weeks till I talk to Sirius. I really, really want to talk to him. Things are getting worse. The article that Rita Skeeter wrote comes out in the Daily Prophet.
It's not about, it's loosely about the Triwizard Tournament. It is like a whole, what is that, breakdown expose? It's a feature piece about Harry.
Yeah, and how Harry's super distraught about the death of his parents.
He still cries
every day.
He just makes up lies.
And then makes up this relationship that he has with Hermione.
Oh, that his good friend Colin Creevy has revealed, which makes me wonder if he actually just was like, oh.
They're friends.
Maybe they're a thing.
Yeah.
Colin Creevy, you nosy fuck. Anyway, so if people weren't already making fun of him before, it's like next level. People are like, are you fucking kidding?
Cho Chang sees him. She's sweet to him.
She's the only one who he snaps at Cho Chang because he hears someone say something behind her and he's like, ah, what? And then of course, you know, he has a crush on her. So it's a little embarrassing. Like,
oh, I can't wait for them to do it. I can't wait for them to Cho Chang.
So naive.
Harry, Hermione wants Harry to patch things up with Ron. He's like, no, that's not fucking happening.
It's like an endless pursuit for Hermione.
And now everybody, all the Triwizard champions, they're all trying to figure out what's going on. Victor Crumb's in the library reading up on shit that's going on, looking through things, trying to figure out the first task.
At the mention of Victor Crumb, Nicole needed a short break.
So
none of the champions know what the fuck's going on. They keep seeing Crumb in the library.
And then
he's in the library a lot. The fourth also, worth pointing out that his only friend now is Hermione, who is always in the library.
So now Harry has to be in the library.
And Hermione, by the way, is so annoyed by Crumb and Cedric because every time they come in the library, a gaggle of giggling girls is like, oh my God, they're so cool.
She's a hater.
I mean, yeah, she's like, can I get some fucking peace and quiet around here?
This is my domicile. So everybody, all the fourth years have a field trip to Hogsmeade.
Oh, yeah.
So Hermione's like, let's go. Harry's like, I'm not going. Everybody's giving me shit about this fucking Daily Prophet article. I'm not doing it.
And she's like, it'll get your mind off of things.
And he's like, okay, I'll go, but only if I can wear my invisibility cloak.
Which is,
the
I
second
get,
an invisibility cloak comes out, I'm like, this is gonna be fun.
I know, but I also like, I get why he would want to do that because he's like, I just don't want to feel the eyes and hear the, because people are quoting her article at him like, yeah. Oh, Pot, are you gonna cry for your mommy? And but then Hermione's like, I go with an invisible friend.
By the way, how cruel are people that are, they're like, oh, you're sad about your dead parents who were murdered?
So cruel. People are cruel. I think that's probably mostly Slytherins, but everyone else is just like, oh, probably quoting other parts.
Yeah, they're
of the
probably
article.
Talking about the fact that he's in love with Hermione, his love.
Oh, yeah, he's getting a lot of shit. She's like, oh, great. Now everyone, that's what happens, by the way. They get to Hogsmeade. He's an invisibility cloak. And she's like, well, everyone's just staring at me now because you're not around.
Oh, I love that. That makes me so happy. Hermione's uncomfortable. Ugh. Okay, so they go to the Three Broomsticks pub, they chill out there. Heine.
She's there.
Hermione's working on her spew stuff.
So she doesn't look that crazy sitting alone.
Mad-Eye Moody comes in.
With Hagrid.
And Mad-Eye Moody has his magical eye and immediately sees Harry.
Yeah, he sees Harry.
And Harry's like, holy shit, can he see me?
He sees me. They walk over and Mad-Eye literally is like, what's up? Nice invisibility cloak. And he's like, can
you see
me?
He's like, yeah. That's fucking eye. It's not just wonky. It's really fucking magical.
It's a fucking a bad eye, like a badass eye.
Yeah.
Never mind.
It's like, I'm trying to figure out. I was trying to figure out a joke.
If it can see through invisibility cloaks, what else can it do? What else does it see through?
That bro sees the truth. He's amazing. A really big,
You're a big Moody fan
of Moody.
I love that.
Lupin and Moody. Top of the list. The best. Oh. Lupin, Moody, Sirius, Dumbledore.
That's your
favorite characters. Favorite characters.
Daddy issues.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And then Hagrid's like, yo, come to
Come to my place at midnight tonight.
I got something to show you. And Harry's like, okay, but like I'm supposed to be, and this is the night that he's supposed to be talking to.
And he doesn't say anything because Hagrid just walks out.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's supposed to be Harry.
He's supposed to be see Sirius that night. So he's like, I don't want to be running late. Shit. He's like, whatever. I'm just going
to
go.
I'll go and I'll just try to be quick. Because Hermione was like, you should send him an owl and just let him know you can't come down. And he's like, no, I'll just make it quick. He goes down.
In his invisibility cloak.
Yeah. And Hagrid's like, come with me. And he follows Hagrid to the Beauxbatons.
And he's picking up Maxine.
And he's like, am I just supposed to watch him be on a date with this giant woman?
Anyway, so these two giants, are they going to make big love? I thought they were going to make big love.
So they walk through toward another edge of the Forbidden Forest.
Where they get to?
Dragons. There are dragons. There are four dragons. A bunch of wizards wrangling these dragons. They're dragon wranglers, obviously.
And Hagrid starts saying all the things that Harry would need to know about battling the dragon.
Well, he's just like...
Like, he's just giving details. He's like, oh, the horntail is the most dangerous one. You got to watch out for its tail.
Yeah.
Because he can't tell Harry any of this, but if Harry accidentally overhears it...
Yeah, and he's like... Worth knowing, if you end up getting this dragon, there's an extra thing that you got to worry about. And also just sort of chatting with who we find out is there, Charlie Weasley, kind of going over like, oh, what's the deal? What's going to go on with these dragons? And Charlie's like, I think they just have to get past the dragon.
Yeah.
So the information.
So Harry knows what's happening.
You've got to get past the challenge. This dragon. He now, realizes it's getting late.
But he also realizes now Maxine knows. So she's definitely going to tell Fleur de Lacour.
So Fleur knows. And he's Fleur like, knows, whatever.
And he knows. And then he's like, oh, shit, Cedric doesn't know. Immediately, as soon as that happened, I'm like, he's for sure going to tell Cedric. Like,
yeah. Well, you skipped a huge part, which is that he, in his invisibility cloak, bumps into...
Oh, he bumps into...
Karkaroff.
Kraut.
From Durmstrang. So, by the way, bumps into him, falls down, and Karkaroff in the dark is like, who's there? And he's just like laying in the darkness like, oh,
fucker.
But also registering, oh, he's snooping around too.
Yeah. So he knows, everybody knows what's going on. Nobody's blind to the first challenge.
Yeah. Well, Cedric at this point is.
Cedric is, but like we know Harry. Harry's a fucking good guy. Harry's going to hook him up later. Anyway, so he leaves and he's like, shit, I got to get back to Sirius. Gets back to Sirius, starts talking to Sirius. He's like, yo, shit is crazy. This is big what's going on right now. Bertha Jorkins, this person
yeah,
at
bring
the...
Bring her back up. He goes, it's a big deal that she's lost. People yeah. are... It's a lot bigger deal. Something's going on. She would be easy to snatch because in the words of Sirius...
She a dum-dum.
She's an idiot.
Yeah.
She's he nosy
straight up said
and
idiot.
Stupid. Yeah. And she probably went prying into something that looked like, oh, this seems a little suspicious. And it's like, yep. And there it is. Really dark magic. And now you're probably dead.
So Harry also tells him about the dragons and Sirius is like, listen, the dragons are like the least of your worries. Let me finish telling you about all this other shit. He tells him that Kraut.
Are you saying Karkaroff? Because
I just want to call him Kraut.
I know,
so
but
fun.
There's also a guy named Crouch and I feel like it might be confusing.
Oh yeah. So
Karkaroff
used to be a Death Eater. So used to be a Death Eater.
So no wonder he's got
still
a fucking grudge
Death Eater
against Moody. It's like, okay.
Oh, so you snatched all my friends and put them.
So that
okay.
raises the flags of like to what Moody was saying about how perhaps someone wants him to be put in there to die. And Sirius agrees. That
Sirius
it was,
is like, yep, totally.
It'd be very easy to make it look like an accident if you died in a tournament where people have died before.
And then Sirius starts hooking Harry up with, okay, here's how you're going to defeat
he's
the
like,
dragon.
Look, it's a really easy spell. It's
keep
like
it simple. And then
so
all of a
simple.
Sudden he hears somebody coming and he's like, ah, gotta go.
Yeah. He's like, someone's coming. Well, Harry hears somebody's like, someone's coming. You have to go.
Yeah.
Pops out of the fire. And then it's
fucking Ron.
Ron nosing around.
And Harry's like, oh, you're just going to fucking come in
like,
here, nose around.
I
be
heard
a little
you
bitch.
Talking to someone. And he's like, yeah. Why are you here?
Yeah, go away. And
go
Harry's
to bed.
At this point, Harry's just like fucking pissed. He's like, all right, if you're going to fucking ice me out, I'm going to ice you out, bitch.
Do you think a part of that, do you think Ron was like maybe going to make an effort to try to extend the olive branch? And then Harry's like, Oh, you fucking ruined it. You don't think he was going to be like, hey.
Do you want to talk?
Do you want to talk?
Maybe. But no. Ron's
either way,
a bitch.
Now we don't fucking know what to do with the dragons because Sirius had to go away.
I think Ron was just being a nosy little bitch. He heard Harry talking and he was like. So that's all that happens.
All right. We'll be back.
The first task.
It's fucking happening.
It's on. It's on like Donkey Kong. Harry's like, all right, I have to fucking go up against a dragon.
He's nervous as fuck. I mean, he's like, a dragon, what am I supposed to do? He lost his opportunity with Sirius last night because fucking dipshit Ron.
He's
brainstorming with Hermione.
Because Hermione's obviously the best. And of course, Hermione is like,
to the library.
To the library they go.
Digging through every book but can't come up with a fucking solution. And they see the other people there too, by the way. Or at least...
And so Harry realizes he needs to say something to Cedric. Yeah, so he basically is like, pulls him aside and is like, yo, dude, fucking dragons. And Cedric's like, why are you even hooking me up with this information? He's like, well, it's only fair. I mean,
everyone else knows. You should be on a plane. Which is a noble thing to do.
I mean, so Harry. Saw that coming. Who's predicting everything? Me.
She thinks so. You know who else saw it coming and happen was Mad-Eye Moody. He literally comes out and he's like, Harry.
Mad-Eye Moody's like, that was really nice of you,
it's
kid.
A really good thing you did.
And then Moody's like, I'm just going to give you some general advice because I can't tell you what to do. Play to your strengths. That's it.
And
play to your strengths.
And Harry's basically like,
what?
What am I? What? My strengths. And
then Harry's like,
well,
oh.
Moody infers, he's like, what are you really good at? And he's like, Quidditch?
I'm a good flyer. I need my broomstick.
I need my broomstick.
And he's like, all right, I'm out of here. Goes to Hermione.
Yeah, because, I mean, Moody also reemphasized the fact that, like, it's a simple spell. You don't need anything complicated.
Yeah, you just need to summon your fucking broom.
You need an Osseo Firebolt, bitch.
And so Hermione's like, all right, I'm going to help you do this. So Hermione, they train, they get it. He has it locked in. He's like, all right.
Thank
hopefully
God.
This happens when I'm out there with that fucking dragon.
He was shitting the bed on summoning charms all year. Turns out all he needs is the threat of imminent death to
get it right.
Yeah.
And now he does.
Who knew?
So it's the day of the tournament. Everybody's freaking out. McGonagall's freaking out. You know, all the wizards?
Champions.
The champions. Thank you.
Everyone's like green and nervous. They have to draw, by the way, out of a hat. You draw a number and a replica dragon.
And Harry gets the fucking horntail, which we know from Charlie Weasley
is the worst one
because the tail is...
And also,
the tail's gonna get you.
Something worth pointing out, when we met Charlie Weasley, well, when Hagrid met with Charlie Weasley and Harry was invisible, Charlie goes, for some reason, they really wanted mother dragons. And at the time, Charlie thought they just have to get past the dragon. Turns out what they have to do is retrieve a golden egg from a pile of real dragon eggs that these mother dragons are protecting.
So this just got a whole lot more fucked up.
I've never been around a mother dragon, but I've been around a mother moose. And let me tell you something. I once left a baritone horn in the woods of Anchorage, Alaska, because I had stumbled upon a mother and her child. And that is a ruthless situation.
I can't believe you've never told me the story.
Yeah. Oh, and the next day I dragged. By the way, I walked to school and I played the baritone horn and they made me drag it to and from school, which as a sixth grader, I was the same size as the
horn. By the way, I love that your stories growing up are like, oh, I left a baritone horn in the woods because I stumbled upon a moose.
Yeah. Oh, by the way.
And her baby.
And I had moved to Alaska from Mississippi, and in Mississippi, I just started learning the French horn, and I liked it. And they were like, well, we don't have one of those for you to rent, because I was poor, and as a poor kid, you have to rent instruments from the school. Well, at least they do that, I guess. But then they're like, but we have this giant tuba that is on a different scale.
By the way, why didn't you just move away from horns?
Yeah, no, I just quit the band.
Oh, that's
better. I think all they had was
you had to
that...
quit the band because you left it in the woods.
All they had was that
And now the band
horn.
No longer has a baritone to this day.
It's like, is that why you don't have any other instruments?
It's a baritone
people have just
band.
Flung them, which I say as a joke, but there was one time when I was at my friend Sydney's. I know this is way off topic, but I would walk to my friend Sydney's through the woods usually. That's where I had encountered the moose. And then hang out at Sydney's for a little bit, and then we would walk to school. I was at Sydney's. We looked out a window. There was a moose and a baby. This is a different time in their yard. And my friend... Josh Johnson comes out boop ba-doop, ba-doop, with his saxophone in hand. And then he goes, ah! So I'm like, run back home.
Now the band is short a saxophone.
It's just, I mean, we were just picked off one by one.
Apparently the way to save yourself is leave them an instrument.
There's
a whole family of moose that are just like scatting in
the
woods.
Yeah, how do you think Joe the Camel got that fucking saxophone he plays? Joe Camel? Joe the Camel. Doesn't he remember? Remember we when know, cigarettes could be cartoons? Mm-hmm. Anyway, they could be digressed. So yeah, turns out they have to take on a mom.
And get this
guarding
egg.
Eggs, and there's a golden egg.
Ludo Bagman comes in. He's like, hey, do you want some advice, Harry? And Harry's like, no, bye.
I got it. Which is bold.
Ballsy.
Well, it's also like...
Wait, I thought you can't give
advice. Why is everyone trying to fucking help?
Okay, so... The tournament begins. Cedric goes first.
Oh, if we go back up really quick, we didn't mention this, but I just think it's funny. It's not that big of a point, but when Moody had seen him, and he's like, it's really noble that you did that, and Harry's like, everyone else knew... Wasn't it Moody who was like, yeah, cheating's just kind of part of the tradition.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
He's like, yeah. The playing field will always be leveled. No one's going into this tournament blind.
Yeah, everyone.
But I thought it was really funny when they found out what they had to do with the dragons, everybody in the room was pretending like they had no idea what was coming.
Whoa.
Everyone's like, what dragons? Everybody's just in a fucking cold sweat the second they get into
the
fucking tent.
Oh, yeah, because they're like, oh, I'm gonna, they clearly know because they clearly walk know. In yeah. and they're all
and
so sweating.
And they all pull dragons out and they're like, oh, dragons, that's crazy. Like they're, I don't think they did that good of an acting job. I mean, they're no Jessica Michelle pretending like she doesn't know what's going on. Only the best.
so Cedric's first?
Tournament starts. Cedric's first. You hear a roar of clapping at the end. Fine.
Yeah, but it's also you hear Ludo Bagman the whole time because he's announcing like, yeah, oh, it's a near miss. Oh my God. Oh,
so Harry knows that it's fucking real as shit out there.
Yeah.
And then Fleur de Lacour is back there. She's losing her shit. She's up
next.
Yeah,
he's out for 15 minutes. Fleur goes out and about 10 minutes later they say like,
and then Fleur de Lacour does her thing.
You're getting the same close calls, whatever. Holy shit. But then
Crumb, who's shitting in his pants too, goes out trying to play it cool though. Goes out there, does his thing.
Yeah, how do you know someone who's Eastern European is even shitting in their pants? I feel like they're so good at like keeping
a good poker face.
I am shitting.
They all look like they have Botox.
Yeah.
Just frozen face.
The dream.
One day. Mm. You guys, subscribe to our Patreon.
So Nicole can afford Botox.
Please.
Probably try to inject me in my sleep.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So.
Harry's out.
Harry's out there. Harry summons the fucking broom.
Well, I mean, could we? I know we're in a rush, but could we add a little bit of drama here?
Okay.
Could we add a little bit of. Harry walks out and fucking dissociates. He's like. Not hearing the crowd.
Oh, yeah. He does dissociate.
You can't, he's just that,
like everything goes numb.
It's just hyper-focused. Like, there's a fucking dragon. Yeah. Every background noise is just distant.
Like
gone.
Charlie's,
like one time I had a seizure when I fell off a bus from heatstroke. Anyway.
That one time I left my flute in the woods because I saw
I left an entire orchestra.
A bear and her baby bear.
No, so he's... And the thing is like his broom is far away. It's his firebolt tucked away in the school. So he just goes,
Osseo firebolt.
Which to me, it's interesting because you could go, wow, that was a quick decision. Or also, that could also be the impact of like sudden surprise.
Yeah.
That you're just faced with a dragon and you're like, firebolt! Get the fuck out of here. Osseo firebolt. And he's waiting because it's just like, either it's coming or it's not.
I can't wait to see how this looks in the movie.
Oh, I hope it's coming.
He's like, tick-tock, where the fuck is my firebolt?
Eye to eye with this horn tail, and then he hears it. Boom!
Got the firebolt. Harry saddles up, kicks off the ground. He's in the fucking air. His fear fades away. He's like, in his element.
Oh, yeah, he's like, this is just another Quidditch game, and that egg is just a golden snitch,
and
baby.
He is like... Come at me, fucking
He's
dragon.
He's fucking diving, switching.
Swooping.
And by the way, Ludo Bagman, who is a famous
Quidditch
player
is losing his fucking
shit.
Mind.
Just, oh my, did you see that? Get Crumb out here. Is he seeing this? Oh my God. Oh, look at those moves. That dive, that dip. He's nailing it.
I mean, you're so good at that. It's crazy.
If anyone needs to hire a Quidditch announcer.
Announcer, an Irish Quidditch announcer.
Oh my gosh! That's like
he's
a hodgepodge
bobbing,
UK.
He's boiling, he's making.
Irish would be more like, oh, hootie be doobity.
Okay, so it's whatever.
He sure is getting
if
on
you someone to do accents. You've got her.
Bad accents.
Non-union work. So
I refuse to join a union. I don't want
Harry protection. Gets grazed on his shoulder.
But he gets done. He gets the egg. Crowd goes fucking crazy. And he has to leave to be attended to before he can get his scores. Because, by the way, it's very like judges throw their scores up in the air. And he hasn't seen any because he's been back. But he gets his wound almost completely. Just Madame Pomfrey, she does her magic.
Yep.
It's healed.
Perfect, fine. Goes
Cedric
back out there.
Evidently is behind a curtain, has got his fucking
Cedric
face.
Cedric got his face and whole body like just real bad. He's going to look like Moody.
Yeah. Ooh. But he goes back. Harry goes back out and he's getting great scores. It's like 9, 8.
Ten.
Moody Batman gives him a fucking 10.
And then Karkaroff gives him a fucking 4.
A 4.
What a hater.
What a fucking shit bag.
Why don't they just, like, if you're, like, he's, if he can't, whatever.
Separate. Anyhow. Well, this is why they have to have 2 impartial judges. Because you're going to have people
who are being bitches.
And Harry finished first, which we know because, by the way, I skipped over this because I got so excited. As soon as he gets off the court field, whatever you want to fucking call it.
Bagman's like, he did it in the fastest time yet.
And Ron and Hermione come running and Hermione's like, you're brilliant. And Ron is like,
Ron's back in the fucking game.
Of course.
Ron's like, Harry, I think someone actually might be trying to kill you.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, no shit. That's what I was saying.
And you didn't want to fucking listen to me. And now you're on my dick because you realize I'm the fucking best. Fucking fair-weathered bitch ass fucking rosy-headed friend.
That's not what happens because they're real true friends and sometimes you have tuffles. So this moment where Ron tries to apologize, Harry's like, it's fine. Because Harry also realizes, yeah, that's probably very hard for Ron.
Yeah.
And what would he think?
Ron's,
you know what I mean?
Poor.
Yeah. And now Harry is one step closer to being even richer. And Harry's really fucking rich.
Harry's like DuckTales rich. Like swimming a DuckTales. Woo!
Potter.
Woo! So Ludo Bagman comes out and he's like, hey, by the way, your next challenge, there's a clue inside the golden eggs you got. Pop it open. You'll find out all about it.
The next challenge isn't until February something. So they have a lot of
Tons
time.
Tons of time. And then Harry's walking off with his friends and Rita Skeeter is like,
pops out of fucking nowhere.
Hey, Harry, can I get a few words?
Yeah. And Harry's like, oh, I got a word for you. Goodbye.